Sybil.
The happiest of hump days, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
And I want to nominate the Tom Joyner Morning Show as being the best damn show in the world.
What?
Bernie's brother.
Oh, Bernie's brother.
Larry Sanders. That's his name.
He would have to have the name Larry Sanders.
His brother is Larry.
That's his real. That's his name.
His brother is Larry from England. His brother that lives in England.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And he got to put his vote out there for his brother from the European nations that vote in the election and in the primary, and his brother in the name of their dead parents, and he got a chance to put his brother's name and his vote out there yesterday during the roll call.
And Bernie cried.
And Bernie cried, and Larry
both of them
cried.
Two old dudes crying. Yeah,
it's was it an ugly cry?
Well, oh, they both.
Well,
were
one of them was really ugly. Larry was really ugly. Larry was really ugly.
I like a good ugly cry, don't you?
This was not
really
pretty.
It was really ugly.
I love an ugly cry. I love it.
It was. Yeah. Bernie, it was up there.
Bernie was trying to be very stoic, but you could see that he was very emotional.
Well, Bernie was looking at him like, why is he crying so ugly? That's what Bernie was saying.
But it was quite a day.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out and run some errands, and I got caught watching the roll call, and I was transfixed. I know I don't have much of a life, so that indicates, you know, where I was.
You were out?
I was out, and I was trying, and I got home, and I was trying to
like
get
like at
back.
A restaurant or a bar or something?
No. I was out, and I was running errands. And
with somebody you was out? On a date? Like out?
Yeah, like out like a...
So I was watching the convention.
Yeah, we got that.
And
we got that. Were the drinks out when you were out?
Like, yeah, right, like, right.
And
anything
started,
else out?
Just a couple of jerks. And so.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
I'm
we
sorry.
Love you.
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you know. We love you so much. No.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. So, but it was a historical moment. Just like 8 years ago, it was historic when a black man was made the nominee for a major U.S. party. Last night was historic in that a woman was made the nominee for a major party. And
I saw the cracking of the glass ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah, that
and
was
telling,
pretty cool.
And telling little girls that one day they could be president, too.
Yeah, she said, I may be the first one to be the first woman president, but you can be next.
That was pretty moving.
That was
pretty
very,
good. Yeah,
that was
cool.
Nice. That was very nice.
And her husband, Bill Clinton, he still got it.
He still got it?
Oh, man.
Did he rock the house?
For 40 minutes, he gave his testimonial about his wife and all the things that she's done and introduced her perhaps even to a new audience.
Did he sell it?
I think so.
Man, he sold it, man.
I think so.
You bought it? You took a receipt, huh?
Jay?
You forgot all the stuff that Bill did because it was her night. You really, for me, I did. I don't know about Sybil.
He's a great salesman.
He
now
is.
He is.
He
you
really
can't.
Is.
You can't deny
he's the
that.
He's guy you want talking for you.
Yeah.
Like if you show up late and you have Sin Bill in there, man.
He's like the Willie Gary of politics.
You
want him to stand up there and take care of business for you. And
because first of all, when Bill walks in, you're like, I'm here for Jay. Oh my, what?
Well, they look at you a different way.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was really cool. And despite the fact that still there's some burners that are out there,
man,
still
them burners,
feeling,
man, they won't let it
feeling
go,
some
player.
Kind of way, and they walked out after the vote took place, the roll call vote took place. But
they're not going to let it go, huh?
A lot of them
no,
aren't.
No.
There was some arrest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they were burning flags.
Burning flags?
Yeah, the protesters.
They arrested some burning
they
supporters?
Out.
Yeah.
Now, when you walk out, Sybil, where do they go?
Because
you leave a nice air conditioned building.
But Jay, you have to commit to it. You know how that is.
Tom, you know I know about committing to it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just in that point when you're sitting in the car, going, "What the hell was that?"
But here's the thing: there's nothing around there. So you just kind of, because it's out. It's not in downtown Philadelphia like the center was last week in Cleveland. So you just kind of mill about, and then, you know, you go, okay, I guess this is where we have our protest. And then
and it hits you when you're outside.
And you call an Uber?
Uber ain't coming out there.
All the way out there. It's going to take a minute, so you kind of lose the effectiveness of, you know, moving out. There's no car for you to get into.
It all happens inside, and it's so quick. You ready to go? Let's go. You going to walk? I'm going to walk. You walking? Let's go. You going? And then you go outside.
Okay, we're ready, and we're out. And what do we do now?
What do we do now?
Okay, it's sort of like Earthquake. Remember Earthquake was talking about 9/11? Okay, we get on the plane.
I got the bum.
Right, and where are we going to meet afterwards? And
it's like, not to mention you got that stupid-ass donkey hat on your head.
Right?
Trying to get a cab.
And signs saying, feel the burn. And
feel the burn.
It's like, who's going to pick you up with that? A donkey head and a feel the burn sign. Where are you going
with
that?
Where are you going?
Exactly.
Let's go back inside. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Take the hat off, though.
Take the hat off, though.
And what was the weather like? Was it hot in Philly?
Yeah.
Yo, it's hot everywhere, man.
And you want to get back into some air conditioning.
You want to get back in that quick.
So how many people walked out? A lot?
A good number.
I think a couple of to several hundred people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what, you know, Sib, a texter just texted me, and I wondered the same thing. What happened to the fart off?
That's supposed to happen tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
But that's really going to be anticlimactic to, in relation to everything that
I thought it was supposed to happen when she got nominated, and that was last night.
No, when
night,
she
right?
gives her speech.
Oh, then they fart.
Yeah.
Okay, so they come back in. After they walked out.
And they're ready to fart.
They're ready to fart.
But they have to wait till tomorrow.
They got to wait.
They have to hold it.
I don't think them people can hold a fart till tomorrow.
Hold it.
You can't brew a fart for a whole day.
Nah,
you got to.
Is that right?
No, you can't. No, not a whole day.
I see. I would not know about these things.
But yeah, Sybil's right. It's like history. To watch that Hillary got nominated, it's great. And the mothers was
the mothers of the movement. Yeah, that was really.
They said Hillary believes in Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
What did the crowd do then?
They chanted Black Lives Matter.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
It started off a little shaky, but
and white women going, you know, clapping, looking around from side to side. Black Lives
sure it's
Matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Player, what's the name of the mayor? The lady mayor of Atlanta that has the big flowers.
Oh, Atlanta. Oh, what was it? Shirley Franklin.
Shirley Franklin. Did she put the flowers on?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
On the mothers of the movement.
Yeah, they had.
See, I didn't see it. I listened to it on the radio,
They each had these big red flowers.
Huge
brooches.
Shirley Franklin, huge flowers. You know Shirley Franklin.
The huge one, right? Like the mother of the church wears. Like the huge, right?
The former Atlanta, a former mayor of Atlanta was one of her you know, ways that she was recognized.
And the ladies look good with those huge red flowers.
I did not see.
And
I
those nice black dresses.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
oh.
It cool.
Yeah. The ladies really, really, really look beautiful.
It was powerful.
Like huge enough where, like, where's the pot that goes with the flowers?
That, right.
That big?
Pretty much.
Flowers, huge.
Pretty much.
So big, like they're leaning to the side. Where
yeah, yeah.
But it was very powerful. Their speeches were very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So coming up, more on the Democratic National Convention.
Tonight, the president.
In Philadelphia. It's Wednesday on the TJMF. Oof.